Shabbat Shalom. So today's Torah portion, again, is Parasha Vayeshev, and it's found in Genesis 37:1 through 40:23. And let's read the first verse in English. Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan. Okay, so this Torah portion focuses on the well-known story of Joseph, who he is, his dreams, his brothers, and the beginning of his career and imprisonment in Egypt. This Torah portion in particular, as well as the whole story of Joseph, has many outstanding themes or virtues, including hope, faith, diligence, obedience, patience, compassion, responsibility, and mercy. Some of these virtues belong to Joseph, and others are felt from God, or even in some cases from Joseph's family. But for all these favorable and profitable themes, there are also many ill-willed and evil resounding cries in the Parsha. Jealousy, hate, doubt, lust, spite, neglect, I'm not sure what that's supposed to be. hypocrisy. Rage. Yeah, that's. So with that, let's look at some scripture. 37, starting in verse 2 through 11. These are the family records of Jacob. At 17 years of age, Joseph tended sheep with his brothers. The young man was working with the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's wives. And he brought a bad report about them to their father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than his other sons, because Joseph was a son born to him in his old age, and he made a robe of many colors for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not bring themselves to speak peaceably to him. Then Joseph had a dream. He told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. There we were, binding sheaves of grain in the field. Suddenly my sheaf stood up, and your sheaves gathered around it and bowed down to my sheaf." "Are you really going to reign over us?" his brothers asked him. "Are you really going to rule us?" So they hated him even more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream and told it to his brothers. "Look," he said, "I had another dream. And this time the sun, moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me." He told his father and brothers, but his father rebuked him. "What kind of dream is that you have said, or had? Are your mother and brothers and I going to come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. So right here in the opening sequence, we can see jealousy and neglect and hate storming right out of the gates. So Joseph is shown extra love from his father because he's born in his old age and everything. And he's also the firstborn of his true love, Rachel. Joseph, as we will see, has good character, whether that was just natural or instilled in him from his father, wanting Joseph to be the best, or both possibilities as to why this is, but I believe that Joseph had to have made a personal decision to seek after God and righteousness. Otherwise, he would not have been so steadfast in adversity. Regardless of whether Joseph was all that or not, Jacob's favoritism for him is by no means justified. And as we can construe, much if not all of this fiasco would never have happened if Jacob had been a better parent to the rest of his offspring as well as just Joseph. Anyway, Joseph was just hated by his brothers, and they kind of saw him as a tattletale and a snitch, and I think in many ways they thought Joseph would steal the birthrights of all of them. And when all is said and done, Joseph pretty much does. But the line of the Messiah still comes through one of the other sons of Jacob, Judah. And now I'm going to read chapter 37, starting in verse 12 through 17. His brothers had gone to pasture their father's flock at Shechem. Israel said to them, "Your brothers, you know, are pasturing the flocks at Shechem. Get ready, I'm going to send you to them." "I'm ready," Joseph replied. Then Israel said to him, "Go and see how your brothers and the flocks are doing, and bring word back to me." So he sent him from the valley of Hebron, and he went to Shechem. A man found him there, wandering in the field, and asked him, "What are you looking for?" "I'm looking for my brothers," Joseph said. "Can you tell me where they are pasturing their flocks?" "They've moved on from here," the man said. "I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph set after his brothers and found them at Dothan. As I was studying for this parsha, I saw a bit of interesting commentary in my Bible, and that is as follows. It says, "The brothers had moved the family herds from Shechem to Dothan. Though located in northern Israel, Dothan was situated on the primary trade route between the Fertile Crescent and Egypt. Those providential circumstances led to Joseph being carried to Egypt." So this story is like one of my favorites in like the entire Bible, because it has like a very epic feeling to it. And then there's so many details or coincidences that are so very pivotal and integral to the story. And as a final result, all the known world is saved, along with the descendants of Israel. Even a small thing like moving goats to a different pasture, most likely so Joseph couldn't find them and send reports back to the father, it made all the difference in the story. And these things can only be orchestrated by Adonai himself. And now I'm going to read from 37, 32 through 36. "They sent the robe of many colors to their father and said, 'We found this. Examine it. Is it your son's robe or not?' His father recognized it. 'It is my son's robe,' he said. 'A vicious animal has devoured him. Joseph has been torn to pieces.' Then Jacob tore his clothes, put sackcloth around his waist, and mourned for his son for many days. All the sons and daughters tried to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. 'No,' he said, 'I will go down to Sheol to my son, mourning.' And his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and the captain of the guard." Okay, so the finish of chapter 37 of Genesis leaves everything, it seems, in shambles. Joseph is a slave, which is little better than being dead. And I need to find my page. Jacob is a wreck and unconsolable, and the brothers are now in an even worse relationship with dad because their plan backfired. Nobody's happy. But even in all this bad, it's still redeemable with God. It is a pretty right mess, but God can make it all turn out for good, and he does. If Jacob hadn't been such a bad parent, then the brothers would not have hated Joseph. If the brothers hadn't hated Joseph, then they would not have sold him into slavery. If he hadn't been sold into slavery, he would not have made it to Potiphar's house. If he hadn't made it to Potiphar's house, he would not have gone to prison. And if he hadn't gone to prison, he would not have met the cupbearer. And if he hadn't met the cupbearer, well, that's next parsha, so... Now, I'm not saying that the only way God made all these things happen is with bad things, but, you know, the whole story, it could have been sunshine and rainbows, but I think that the Lord let Joseph go through all this to test and strengthen his faith, because only in the fire is what we are truly made of brought into the light. So if you are going through a hard time, just remember to trust the Lord, and only in him put our faith. Because only God makes us redeemable, and only he can work it out all for good. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you, Kaish.